System, in cooperation with Family Theater Incorporated, presents One in a Million, starring Billy Burke, with Earl Ross as Julius and Louise Beavers as Daisy. Hugh Herbert is your host.
More things are wrought by prayer than this world dreams of. Ever notice the way a man looks at himself in a mirror? It's mostly always with a practical look. Then he'll say to himself, well, I guess I'd better shave today. Yeah. Next week will be time enough for a haircut. Getting a little gray on the sides. Oh, better watch that. Of course, with the ladies, it's different. Oh, I don't mean the ladies aren't practical. They're practical, all right. In fact, when they look into a mirror, they see not only a reflection of what's there, they can also see what was and the possibilities of what might be. And you know, it's a good thing to be able to see the possibilities of what might be, especially in a home. The possibilities for a better and happier family life. Family prayer is possible in every home, and it should be a daily family practice because it's the most practical plan for a better and happier family life. You'll find that the daily practice of family prayer reflects a peace and harmony and happiness that only comes when you join together with your family to ask God's daily blessing.
Hugh Herbert returns following tonight's family theater play, Once in a Million, starring Miss Billy Burke with Louise Beavers and Earl Ross. In the small town of Sunnydale, there was a little white house on Sunnyview Drive. It's one of the landmarks of the town, and everyone passing points it out as the home of Miss Burke and her brother Julius. At the moment, Brother Julius is next door with Mr. Tinker. Miss Burke is in the front room writing some letters, and her faithful helper Daisy is in the kitchen. There is a knock at the back door.
Good morning.
Good morning. Could you spare a piece of bread and butter for a hungry man?
I suppose so. Wait a minute. Miss Billy!
What is it, Daisy?
Miss Billy, there's a transient at the back door. He says he's hungry, and could he have a slice of bread and butter?
Well, why, of course. Good morning, Mr. Transient.
Morning, ma'am. I thought maybe you folks could spare me a little something to eat.
Gracious, you poor man. It's long past breakfast time. Couldn't you find a restaurant open?
People like me don't eat in restaurants, ma'am. I'm a wanderer. I've no home, no family, no money.
Oh, how dreadful.
I just drift with the stream, a part of life's flotsam and jetsam.
Oh, I see. You're a traveling salesman. Is that a nice company to work for?
What company, ma'am?
Flotsam and Jetsam.
I guess I'll be going.
Oh, no, wait. I don't understand. Oh, what was your name, Mr.?
Willie.
Willie? Oh, Willie, that's a nice name. Won't you come in and sit down, Mr. Willie?
In your house? Oh, no, ma'am. I'll wait out here.
Well, go and sit under the tree there in the backyard, and I'll bring you some breakfast.
Thank you, ma'am.
Miss Billy, you're going to fix him a whole breakfast for that bum?
He's not a bum, Daisy. He's a respectable tramp. He used to work for Flotsam and Jetsam Company.
Company?
Well, certainly just like Montgomery Ward or Sears, Rowboat. Put some coffee on, Daisy. I'll get the things out of the refrigerator.
Mr. Julius is going to be mad. He's in a bad mood this morning anyway.
Oh, don't worry about Brother Julius. He's over visiting with Mr. Tinker. He won't even know about it, the cute old thing.
I tell you, tinker, the whole world's going to pot. Read the papers. Why, the human race isn't worth saving.
Present company accepted, of course.
Naturally.
Well, I think you're being overly pessimistic, Julius. There'll always be a few troublemakers who get the publicity, but people as a general run are as good as they ever were. Probably a little better, for that matter.
Don't be an idiot, Tinker. What's on everybody's mind today? Grab, grab, grab. I tell you, there isn't an ounce of honesty left in anybody.
Present company accepted, of course.
Naturally. Sometimes I think I'll go live in an ivory tower someplace. Get away from all the hypocrisy and skullduggery.
Well, it won't help any to run away from it. You might do better to look around.
Hmm?
You might find people aren't so bad. I know of one fellow that did that.
Who?
Oh, a man about middle age here in town with several $1 million.
Huh?
He decided he was going to find out if there was such a thing as a truly unselfish person. He disguised himself as a tramp and started out. Made up his mind if he found someone who really practiced the golden rule, who was willing to give and ask nothing in return, he would give him his fortune.
Must be a crackpot. Where'd you hear that?
Oh, I read it in the paper.
Well, his money's safe. He'll find out it's just as I said. People have lost their sense of values. Don't give a hoot what happens to anybody else. All they can think of is gimme, 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 gimme. People nowadays are just no good.
Present company accepted, of course.
Naturally. Billy! Billy! Huh. Gone. Probably down at the store, gadding about the high cost of living. I wonder if those stale Fig Newtons are still in the cupboard.
Oh, hello, Julius. What are you looking for?
Well, what does a person usually look for in the icebox? Where's all the food?
Oh, I gave it to Willie.
Who?
Willie, out in the backyard. Oh, gracious, he's starving with hunger. He's nothing but flesh and bones.
Who's Willie?
Well, I just had a talk with him. He's a most unusual tramp.
Billy Burke, do you mean you're giving our food away to some worthless panhandler?
He isn't selling panhandles. He was hungry, and he hadn't had any breakfast.
Well, I'm hungry, too. And I happen to be the breadwinner in this household.
Breadwinner? Oh, that's silly. You know we buy our bread just like everyone else.
Oh, where is this tramp? Where is he?
In the backyard.
Marshall.
Julius, what are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to run him out of here.
No.
This is our home, and I am not going to have a lot of bums hanging around.
Oh.
What does he think we're running here? A free lunch?
Julius, wait. We can spare food for someone who is hungry. Don't chase him away.
Listen, when you feed one tramp, then you have to... Oh.
A man about middle age. Several $1 million. Disguised himself as a tramp. If he found someone who practiced the golden rule, willing to give and ask nothing in return, he would give him his fortune.
Gosh, this might be the guy. He just might be.
Are you talking with yourself, Julius?
Huh? No. I changed my mind, Billy.
Hey, Willie.
Yes, sir.
Come here. Come on in.
In the house?
Why, sure. Come on in, old man. We haven't much. What we have, we're happy to share with our fellow man.
Well, thank you.
Uh-huh. About middle age. This is the guy, all right. Tell the way he wears those clothes. Well, he's no more a tramp than I am.
Mr. Willie, this is my brother, Julius.
This is a pleasure. Welcome to our humble home.
Well, thank you, but I better be on my way.
No. Why, we wouldn't think of letting you just eat and run, old man. You accept our humble hospitality. Rest and refresh yourself. You go right into my room, lie down, sleep, rest. What's ours is yours, that's what I always say.
You're sure I won't be...
No, not at all. We haven't much, but what we have, we share. Now go on in. Make yourself at home. That's it. We'll call you when lunch is ready.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
That was kind of you, Julius. I knew you couldn't chase poor Mr. Willie away.
Poor Mr. Willie? He's a millionaire.
Oh, really? He doesn't spend much on clothes, does he?
No, but this is our lucky day, Billy. This guy, I don't know what his real name is, but he's out looking for someone who practices the golden rule. Someone who is unselfish, gives away everything. And when he finds that person, he's going to give him his fortune.
Why?
Well, because he wants to. After all, let's not look a gift horse in the mouth.
Is he giving away a horse,
yeah,
too?
No. Don't you see, Billy? We practically have that money right in our hands. We're going to give him anything he wants. We're in.
Is that honest?
Honest? Of course it's honest. Besides, business is business. You don't think we're going to let $1 million slip through our fingers, do you? Gosh, what a lucky break. Why, you can see he isn't a tramp.
No, I think he would be, well, quite good looking without those beard whiskers.
Oh, boy, a million smackers.
Julius, you have an evil flint in your eye. You're not being honest. You're making Mr. Willie believe you're something that you're not. You're trying to hoodwinkle him.
No, I'm not. I would have taken him in anyway. It just happens that he has the money. It's coincidence.
Julius, you were going to chase him away. You know you were.
Oh, I was only kidding. Billy Burke, do you think I'd turn away a hungry man? Oh, no. Do you think I have no heart?
Well?
No feelings? I love to help people. Well, I wonder how Willie is getting along. Good old Willie.
Oh, shame on you, Julius.
Well, how is everything, Willie, old man? Comfortable? Happy?
Oh, this is great. But I don't understand why you're doing all this for me.
Well, that's the way we operate, Willie. Our motto is kindness and generosity to all. We live by the golden rule.
It's funny. I didn't think anyone believed in those things anymore.
We do. The golden rule. Live and let live is what we say. Now, Willie, we want you to consider that this house is your home for as long as you wish to stay. Everything we have is yours.
You mean that? Really?
I mean it.
Well, thanks. I promise you, you won't be sorry.
Yeah, sure we won't. Why, how could we?
You know, I wasn't always a bum.
That's what I've heard. Naturally, you've seen better days.
Yeah, I have some plans. Now that you've offered to help me, I think I can carry them through.
Yeah? Good. Anything you want, anything at all. See the suits in this closet? Just about your size, I believe. They're all yours.
Oh,
no. Don't thank me. You do the same for me. The golden rule. See all those shirts? Take everything, Willie. Everything. It's all yours.
Well, it's a little sudden.
No. Don't refuse. I want to do it. I want you to have everything you need.
But what about you? That leaves you nothing.
Oh, material things mean little to me. Clothes, money, all unimportant. To help, to be of service to my fellow man, that is all I want. All I need. I'm a happy man.
Hello, Mr. Tinker.
Oh, come in, Miss Burke. Myrtle's upstairs.
Oh, don't trouble her, Tinky. I only want 3 tablespoons of flour.
Gladly, Miss Burke. Do you have something to carry it in?
Oh, yes. I brought 3 tablespoons with me. You see, Julius talked Daisy into making a cake. We have a guest.
Oh, really? A visiting relative?
No, he's just a wealthy tramp. Julius expects to get $1 million. Can you imagine?
$1 million?
Yes, because Mr. Willie, he says, is looking for someone who practices the golden rule so he can give them half his money. Well, Julius is practicing. But I don't think he means it. I think it's just hocus pocus.
Miss Burke, I'm alarmed.
You are?
Yes.
I was the one who told Julius about the wealthy man disguising himself as a tramp, intending to give his wealth to a good Samaritan. I read it in the paper.
Oh, so you know it's true.
Yes, but it was 12 years ago.
12 years? Oh, then Mr. Willie can't be...
No.
Oh, I'm glad.
Glad?
Yes, because I think it serves Julius right. It will be interesting to see what he does when he finds out his golden goose is just an old duck. You see, Daisy, Mr. Tinker told Julius about it in the first place. Only it seems Mr. Tinker forgot to mention that he read the story in a paper 12 years ago.
Mr. Jules is going to be surprised. I have a feeling.
He's going to be in a tight fixture. All his high-flying phrases about generosity.
Yeah, I heard him in there talking to Mr. Willie. Mr. Julius gave him everything. Nothing small about Mr. Julius. I expect the house and lot to go any minute.
After the ball is over.
Oh, Julius, is that you?
Yeah, just call me Rockefeller, that's all. Oh. Just call me Rockefeller. We're practically in the chips, Billy.
Is that a good place to be, in the chips?
No better place in the world. Willie is sold.
Who did you sell him to?
No, I mean he sold on me.
Oh.
In case you don't know it, you are now looking at a man who found that it pays to be generous. I've given Willie everything, everything but the clothes on my back. Can he find a more unselfish man? I ask you, can he?
On heaven
Daisy has a lovely voice. That reminds me, Billy, I want to buy a cattle ranch. 10 or 20,000 acres.
Julius, are you sure Mr. Willie is the right one? I mean that he's the millionaire.
Oh, not a doubt about it in the world. Fits Tinker's description to a T. And what's more, Willie as much as said that I was going to get the money.
You mean he commuted himself?
Yeah, practically. He said that he had some plans that he was going to carry through. That I would never be sorry for taking him in. Doesn't take much imagination to see what he was talking about. You see, he doesn't know that I know that he's the millionaire.
No, naturally, he wouldn't.
Sweet guy, that Willie. Anyone with half an eye could see that behind that beard and those ragged clothes was a fine man. Big man. An executive. I've come to think an awful lot of Willie.
Oh?
Yeah, he's the sort of person who grows on you.
Well, Julius, do you think you'd feel the same toward Willie if he were not rich?
Would I? Why, of course. What a silly question.
Well, you must know something, Julius.
Know what?
Willie is not a millionaire.
He's not?
No.
How do you know? Tinker read it in the paper.
Well, that's true, Julius. He did read it in the paper 12 years ago.
12 years ago? Why didn't he tell me?
Well, you didn't ask him.
I've been swindled. I've been cheated.
Why, Julius, you said it didn't really make any difference. You helped Willie out of the goodness of your heart.
But I've given him everything I own. That fraud, that bum, coming into my house, impersonating a millionaire.
Julius, remember the golden rule?
Don't you tell me about the golden rule. Do you think I'm going to give that tramp all my clothes? Give him my room? Feed him? What is this? Hotel? Free meals? Free everything?
You promised him, Julius.
No. I'm not going to do it.
I'm disappointed in you, Julius.
I don't care. No tramp is going to make a sucker out of me.
But he didn't. You did all the talking, Julius. He didn't want to come in, remember?
I know. He kept quiet on purpose. Somebody had to say something. He tricked me. He made me talk. I'm going in there and I...
You won't have to.
What?
Look. Walking down the driveway. It's Willie.
Sneaked out the side door. Well... good riddance.
Poor Mr. Willie. He probably heard what you were saying about him.
I don't care if he did.
He believed in you, Julius. You were the first person who had ever been kind to him.
Oh, nonsense.
See him walking away, head down. He feels very badly.
Well, how do you think I feel?
How do you feel?
I feel Billy Burke, I'm not going to run after that tramp and...
And what? Julius?
I'm not. You...
Oh, rats! Hey, Willie! Wait a minute!
Julia.
Willie!
Julius?
Yeah?
What are you doing out here in the garage?
I'm sitting here.
All by yourself?
Yeah.
Just sitting?
Just sitting.
Oh.
I've been sitting here thinking.
Where's Willie?
In the house. I talked him into coming back.
Oh, that was sweet of you, Julius.
No, it was not sweet. I just changed my mind, that's all. Get in the upstairs bedroom. He's a pretty nice guy.
Oh, he's as sweet as... I mean, he's as bully as he can be.
Yeah. Says his name is Willie Andrews. I lined up a job for him at the department store. In a month or two, he'd be back on his feet again.
Oh, that's wonderful, Julius. Oh, I always knew that way down deep underneath, inside, you had a heart of gold.
Oh, I've been a greedy, self-centered old man, Billy. I never knew until today how good it can make a person feel just helping somebody else a little. I'm really glad that Willie isn't that millionaire that I thought he was.
Are you really, Julia?
Why, I would have felt like a crook all my life.
Oh, and there's nothing worse than a wealthy crook.
No. Now I can hold my head up.
And you have such a nice head.
Yeah. I can look the world straight in the eye. It's a great feeling.
We should be very grateful to Willie for being a nice, honest tramp.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, let's go in and see how he's getting along. He was going to change clothes and clean up.
Oh, exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder what he looked like.
Well, probably a lot different without that beard.
I can't wait to see him. Isn't it fun, just like waiting for a butterfly to crawl out of its little baboon?
Funny.
Maybe he's asleep.
Willie! He's gone.
Oh, he couldn't be. Look under the bed.
Never mind. Here are his old clothes and that's all.
Maybe he fell out the window.
Oh, no, it's the same old story. Never give a sucker an even break. Well, I'm out one tweed suit and $10.
I don't believe it, Julius. He wouldn't run away after all you did for him.
Wouldn't he, huh? Well, he has.
Oh, no, he must be somewhere. Here. Oh. Willie.
Oh, stop it. You see what happens when you trust somebody?
What happened, Julius?
Willie!
Oh, you see, I called him and he came.
I guess you thought I'd run out on you, Julius.
No. We just didn't know where you were.
No.
I went down to the corner for a shave and haircut. Ah, feel like a new man.
Goodness, you look like a new man. If I hadn't recognized you, I wouldn't have known who you were.
Yeah, that's quite an improvement.
He's positively handsome. He looks like he just stepped out of a hot box. I'm trying to think who you look like. Mr. Andrews. You remind me a little of Bing Crosby without Ronald Coleman's mustache.
Miss Burke, Julius, I'm deeply grateful to both of you. In the entire 12 years that I've lived by going from door to door as a tramp, I can say honestly I have never met anyone more kind, more unselfish than you.
Oh, thanks. That was nothing, really.
No, nothing. Hey, wait a minute. You say you've been a tramp for 12 years? Mr. Andrews, you aren't by any chance...
Oh, dear, what a silly idea. Julius heard about a wealthy man who distinguished himself... disguised himself as a tramp, and... Well, that was about 12 years ago. It couldn't be.
Yes, Miss Burke, I am that man.
What? You... You mean you are... You're it?
I'm William C. Andrews, formerly of the Texas Banking, Oil, Shipbuilding, and Railroad Corporation.
Well, Mr. Andrews, this is indeed a happy surprise.
Oh!
Why, Miss Burke, what's wrong?
You spoiled everything.
I don't understand. What have I done?
Why didn't you stay like you were, just a nice, dirty old tramp? Now Julius can't hold his head up.
What's she talking about, Julius?
Oh, it's just a silly idea, Mr. Andrews. She's afraid that you'll give us some of your money. Imagine that.
Well, if that's what's bothering you, then dry your tears, Miss Burke. You have nothing to worry about.
Oh, I haven't.
She hasn't?
Certainly not. I gave away the last of my fortune years ago.
Oh, I'm so glad.
To be perfectly truthful, I think I have only a few grand left.
A few grand?
Maybe 10 or 20.
Well, there's nothing wrong with having 10 or 20 grand.
No, of course not.
Why, if Mr. Andrews stayed with us, he can bring one of those grands over. I've always wanted to have a nice big piano.
This is Hugh Herbert again. I guess, like Brother Julius in tonight's play, all of us at some time or another have hoped to come across an easy million. And somehow we think that $1 million would be the answer to all our problems. It would mean security and all the things we want for ourselves and for our families. We think that $1 million would give us peace and happiness. That's how we've got it figured. Well, here's something. A surefire plan that's worth more than $1 million to you and your family. It's daily prayer in your home. Family prayer means security because we have the best collateral, God's promise. Ask and you shall receive. If we ask God's help, if we pray, God can and will hear our prayers. Daily family prayer is a $1 million plan. It brings God's continued help. Daily family prayer means family peace for the family that prays together, stays together. This is Hugh Herbert saying good night and God bless you.
Thanks to Billy Burke, Earl Ross, and Louise Beavers for their performances this evening, and to Paul West for writing tonight's play. Music was scored and conducted by Max Terre. This production of Family Theater Incorporated was directed by David Young. Others who appeared in tonight's play were Ralph Moody as the Tramp and Joe Forte as Mr. Tinker. Next week, our Family Theater stars will be Shirley Temple and John Agar in Christmas in July. Your host will be James Craig. This series of the Family Theater broadcasts is made possible by the thousands of you who felt the need for this kind of program, by the Mutual Broadcasting System, which has responded to this need. Be with us next week at the same time when our Family Theater stars will be Shirley Temple and John Agar with James Craig as host. John Rustad speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.